You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. Welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And tonight we're sniffing the night breeze as we discuss what Lego Lord of the Rings set would you like to see made next?
This episode of the Night Breeze is brought to you by Mandalorian Jedi on Instagram. Ez, before we get into it, how are you, my friend?
I am Dandy. I mean, I'm not actually named Dandy, but I am just Dandy. You know what I mean?
Yankee Doodle.
Well, like a dandelion, actually. Feeling very bright and chipper.
Wow.
It is the night. This is the night breeze.
Yeah.
We are sniffing it, but I just feel good. I feel
really good.
I don't know, man. I'm just feeling like this is the first episode that we're doing of this new kind of series for us, right?
Yeah,
it's just got me all fired up. I went to the gym, worked out, got my special hat on. I'm sipping on some cold brew over here, getting a little pump up in here.
Let's go, baby.
Woo, I am fired up, dude. So,
oftentimes, I feel like we are equally yoked, okay, to borrow a term from our past, right, if I can do that. But, I feel it on a whole nother level. We've been so excited about this. We actually, our very first recording of an episode is one that's going to pop up later, right? That we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But this is going to be episode number one, second one recorded, first one published, because that's just how we do things,
we do
you know?
It. Unexpectedly.
And yes, so I'm amped too. I'm glad we're excited. I'm glad the energy's here. We want to start off every episode. We're going to give a quick how are we, and then we're going to jump into what's on our mind quickly before we get into our discussion topic. And all these discussion topics are brought to you by, you guys.
By you guys.
So all of these topics are coming from uppers just like you who've sent us questions or topics or any kind of wild, crazy idea that they have that they send to us on Instagram in our DMs. So if you would like a future episode of Sniffing the Night Breeze, it's not called that, The Night Breeze with Ez and Lane.
That's what we're doing, though. I mean,
the name, right. If you would like a future episode to cover your question or your topic or whatever, send it to us right now. We're literally looking at a document right now that has them all. They're starting to just pile up.
Yeah, how many do we got have them in there?
It's close to 20.
That's what I thought. I mean,
yeah,
just in our initial post, we got like 20 people responding. So it's huge.
Yeah. So this is awesome. It's a very exciting format. It's going to be shorter episodes as I continue to talk too much. And it's going to be really fun topics that range from, you know, like, let's do a deep dive on dragons to, you know, how swole is Frodo Baggins and what was he doing in the Shire to get ready for the journey? It's going to be all of some silly, some serious,
right?
A little bit of everything. So, Ez, before we get into that, though, what is on your mind or what has been on your mind? mind?
Well, it's crazy. I mean, it's so many different things, right? I don't know. You guys might have heard my alarm over here go off, and it was my fantasy football updating me that somebody scored a touchdown over here. Monday Night Football. We got that rolling on. In the background, which is crazy. Still doing that. And I think just before we started recording, both of our wives were in front of us. It's late at night. They're getting ready for bed, right? So what's on my mind is my wife. Okay? Straight up. And she's already censored me. She's like, you need to. Because once the night breeze just, I don't know, once you start sniffing it, you get carried away sometimes.
It's very intoxicating.
Yeah.
I would say, too, that like if we hear a dead silence on the other end, we'll know where Ez is. That he's just kind of said, I've had enough time with Lane at night.
Right, right.
I want to go be with my wife, we can finish this episode another time. Yeah, there is something wonderful like about just being with your spouse when everyone else is asleep. Like if you've got kids, your kids are down for the night, or it's just, you know, the craziness of the day is over.
Yeah,
and the calm evening is settled in, and you get that time together. It's precious, for sure.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. So a lot of the things, I kind of wanted to start with that because as we do future episodes, a lot of what's on my mind, sorry, is my wife, typically, but it's also all of you guys and Lane and all these other cool things. But she is, like, we've been listening to some books and podcasts, grain of salt.
I'm on your mind, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We've been listening to, like, motivational podcast, all these different books in the morning, just snippets here and there. Like, she'll listen to the full thing on her planning period at work, and then she's like, all right, boom, bookmarking, timestamping this. Ez needs to hear this. This is really cool, and this might be something motivational and inspirational. And I was like, man, dude, even in your, like, with your closest partner, your friends, your family members, wherever it's at, if you can find somebody who is going to feed you like that, that positive energy and be that reflection. Remember, I was down at the Shire the other day. Oh man, gosh, that was good. That was like, I was down there talking to Lane. Lottie was in talking to Sarah. It was good times, good stuff. It was great. Yeah. But I remember I said to you something that was brought up by Lottie, which was this idea about us being a mirror for each other, you know, and having good mirrors around you and that circle that is gonna reflect good things back to you. Be careful who's in the inner circle, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I would say we're trying to keep these short, and that's gonna be a task and a challenge, by the way, for us to do that, just so you guys know.
Yeah,
so you're welcome. We're working hard over here. Don't think because it's a shorter episode that we're not. it's tough.
It's actually harder. It's actually harder for us.
Way more difficult. I do want to show. So I jacked up the first recording we did. Yeah. I tried to use all this fancy editing software, and I basically corrupted our video file. Like, it's still there, but dude, it's gigabytes big. I mean, you know, when we start like our audio, we can barely upload our audio to each other because it's such a massive file.
It's so long.
And then we throw a video in there, and I was like jump cutting it. I did the jump cut thing. No way. 14 gigs, man. I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
What's wrong with me? I had so many different things going on in it. And I'm like, I need a bigger computer. I need a hard drive.
You need a motherboard.
I told Lottie, I'm like, sorry, but this is a small investment just to make the video version work. I got to go get the hard drive and make it all happen now. So we're going to start off like with this side-by-side situation so you guys get the visual. Because I'm about to show something that I want folks to see if they get a chance over there on YouTube. We're going to be updating that in the future. I just got to figure it out. Cause I'd like to do like a little, we talked about this when we come down to, Amanda and we're recording, get the high quality so you guys can see every eyebrow hair I've got going on.
All the wrinkles, all the ear hair, follicles,
everything,
empty follicles. Yeah.
By the way, that's actually a little hidden gem for the episode recorded the eyebrow hair that shall not, you know, ever be forgotten.
It was something I could not get off my mind. I mean, it was something to be. It literally was the most.
It's always on my mind, bro, because it's always just like curled up on there. It's like, anyway, we're rambling. So this is if you see the little Gandalf sticker.
Check
there?
That out.
Yeah. So we were at. Remember when I got back from Germany and we went to LeakyCon?
Yes.
I went over there to Chicago.
Bumped into Sean Astin and Elijah Wood.
No big deal. So we both kind of like snuck away and we like got each other stuff. And so like I got her something that was Pokemon, and then she found this cute little, you know, Gandalf sticker or whatever. And so
I just thought, where you get the isn't that the problem with stickers when you get like the girls are into stickers, they put them everywhere.
Yeah.
But like as you get older,
where do you put them?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, like where do you put that sticker? Because you know it's gonna.
I know.
It's like a diminishing return, man. You put a sticker on. You have a sticker, and it's never gonna look that good again. But you don't want to put it away and hide it, because that's the point of a sticker, is to stick it on something.
Right.
So where are you gonna put that sticker? I guess.
Right. Right now,
a cloth mesh bag.
Right now.
That actually looks pretty sweet. I think you should just hang it up.
I know. That's how they gave it to us. And I was sort of like, I don't know that that's going to go away like that until I get like a really good setup, or like maybe I buy my new fridge and I throw it up there on it, or my laptop or something. I don't know. But
maybe when you get that motherboard, you're going to need all those stacks of computers that are going to be behind you. Because I just imagine eventually you're just going to see, it's going to look like the Death Star, just lights behind Ez, just LAN, whatever, lighting up everywhere. It's connections dropping.
That's
we need more data.
And I'm back here flipping switches. I'm back here, you know, like I'm on the Millennium Falcon. I'm just like pressing buttons. And then Lane's like over there. He pulls a Luke Skywalker. What's that flashing? We're losing our rear deflector shield. Strap yourself in. Get out of here, Luke. Anyway, having too much fun. Okay, that's sure what's on my mind. My wife's on my mind.
Yeah,
what's on old Trotter's mind?
Mine. That's a good. That's impossible to beat. My wife is always on my mind too. I'm gonna put that out there. Yeah,
that was
as well
kind of
first.
That was kind of a Trump move, wasn't it? I mean, I kind of
that was out. Man.
It's kind of like if you don't say your wife as well, then I'm. One up.
Sarah won't be able to listen to this episode. What's been on my mind lately is September.
Let's go.
We're at the end of the ninth month.
Yeah.
And September and I have had kind of a rocky relationship in the past. Specifically, what's been on my mind is sort of a amending or a redemption of that relationship with September.
Okay.
So, like, as a kid, I always hated September because summer's over, right? I think probably most kids, at least back when we were banging, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Right, it was September stunk because summer was unofficially over. We were back to school,
right,
and it was just not a fun. School started; it wasn't a fun month. As I've gotten older, like it's sort of flipped to where I have found myself getting in fall mode too early. Yep. I'm ready for the coats. I'm ready for the hoodies. I'm ready for the toboggans or the beanies. You know, depending on whether you're Ez or me, I'm ready for, you know. Like having bonfires in the backyard and needing it not just for the atmosphere, but for the warmth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
But 9 times out of 10, September is, like lately anyway, has just been a carryover of August. Sometimes September is more summer-like and hotter than August.
Yep. Yep.
And so I always reach that point in years past, like the past like 5 or 6 years, where I'm trying to wear a coat and it's just I'm dripping sweat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a fire on a Friday night and it's just way too hot. I'm jumping in the, like I'm blowing up the kiddie pool and jumping in the pool while the fire is going. You know, and so it's caused this sort of animosity towards September that I don't like. It's a special month. It's the month where my son was born.
Yeah.
It's very important to fans of Middle Earth, obviously, Bilbo and Frodo's birthday, the 22nd, you know. So it's an important, it's a beautiful gateway into like the harvest season and slowing down. There's all kinds of festivals. It's a great, great month. And so this year, I have no idea why. This year, I've decided, I think in the past, you always get kind of caught off guard by September, right? Because pumpkin spice stuff starts coming out in the middle of August, and you're like, well, it's fall. This year, I was like, don't get tricked, Lane.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled. Mm. September is not, it's not going to go the way you think.
Oh, my okay? God.
September is not truly autumnal. It's not.
Oh, so let's
don't
go, dude.
Expect it to be. Don't put that, don't project what you want onto the month of September and thereby hate a month that you should not hate.
Yeah.
And I've gone through this month and that just that little like precursory mindset flip.
Let's go.
Has changed the way I think forever that I'll interact with the month of September.
Yeah.
I think I've regained. I don't want you to wake me up when September ends. No, not anymore. Green Day. Mm-hmm. No, I want to wake up every day in September because I want to enjoy it. So I started seeing like when we would get cool days and you'd get those beautiful days where it's like crisp blue sky.
Yeah.
and you've got the warmth of the sun. Like, it still feels like a summer sun, but there's no humidity. And then you got that icy cool breeze that blows through.
Yeah.
And you look up and there's those high, wispy, freezing cold cirrus clouds, and you just feel like the light starts to get longer, the shadows start to lean, the bugs are going off all day instead of just at night. Oh. Like it, that trickles into the mid morning and the after. It's almost like I was telling I went with my buddy Eric Meeks, we went disc golfing this past weekend, and we were out in it's this beautiful Eagle's Nest in Lancaster, gorgeous disc golf course, and part of it is like on a hilltop that's been cleared off, and there's all these lanes just like cut through the brush.
Okay.
And they're different fairways, right?
Yeah.
And we were standing out there. I'm like, dude, do you hear that right now? He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't know why, but every year this catches me off guard, where all the crickets and all the insects, all the bugs, it's not just in the morning and night when it's cool, but they go off all day long. Like there's no time to waste because they're getting ready for the winter.
Yeah.
Right? They're soaking up the last of the good weather, whatever they're doing. I don't know. Like, any bug experts out there can enlighten us, but
right.
There's almost like no rest for them, but it creates this kind of dreamy ambiance.
Right.
And so that's going on, right? You have all these beautiful things that happen. So you've got those days where the fall weather kind of shows itself, but then you've got the hot days. And this year I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to wear, unless it's raining, I'm not going to wear a coat in September. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not even going to wear hoodies very much. Those hot days, I'm going to think, you know what? In the beginning of February, in a few short months, I'm going to wish I could trade for a day like right now.
Yeah.
This warmth, the heat, the sun, the light. Like, I'm just going to soak it up for everything. And I tell you what, man, I feel good. I feel like September and I are, after a long time, you know, we weren't even calling each other.
Yeah.
You know, like September would call on the phone, and I would look and I would just ignore.
Right, right.
But now I'm seeing those calls come through, and I go, "What's up, Sep? How are you?"
Yeah, yeah, dude.
It's good. It's good. It's good to talk to you.
It's real. You start. I mean, it's almost like you start looking too forward, and you start wanting,
you look past stuff.
Yeah, you look past it and you say, "Hey, September, why can't you be more like October?"
Mm-hmm.
And
no, sir.
No,
no, sir.
September is the clove of season. Right, it's this like you're turning between, it's this it's all the mixings, you know, it's all the mixings.
It is.
Like you said, there's moments it in is. One day where you're like,
yeah,
whoa, it's cold in the morning, I probably need a jacket,
yep,
to like, oh my god, I'm sweating, to like sweating, whoa, the breeze hit when I walked out of school today, like what's happening, you know, and it just,
then a storm sweeps in, you know,
oh,
what I mean,
my
or
gosh,
or you get a random cloudy day, or like you said, it's like that in the morning and then it clouds up at night, or
right.
Yeah, I'm determined. I'm going to let September be September. I'm going to let October be October. November be November. Like,
yeah,
it's just, I don't know. So I feel really good. I feel like I feel like I've kind of gained some time back.
Heck yeah.
So
man,
just if you're having trouble with September, if you guys aren't like, if you out there listening, you need some kind of reconciliation with the ninth month, just, I don't know, give it a call. Answer. When it calls, answer.
Answer.
Just pick up that phone.
Amen.
Pick up the phone.
Amen. Say hello, September.
Hello, September.
It's me.
Oh God! So that's what's been on my mind.
Dude,
the ninth month has been on my mind.
I love it, dude.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get into it today. As you teased, we are answering the question from Mandalorian Jedi. This was sent to us, as all these have been, on Instagram. What you got?
I'm just gonna say it right now. I already sort of know that there is just no way. I read through the top. I got the whole list there, and I looked at this and I thought, okay, Lego. What, you know?
Yes.
You don't. I don't think about it right away until we're like on the mic. You guys know how we are, right? And I just, as it's dawning on me, I have a ton of Legos. All I did was Lego as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I look around. People collect these things now. I'm sort of like, man, I could have a ton of money. If I got, we've already started this addiction with Magic, the Gathering, Lord of the Rings.
Dude.
So, by the way, I drove by that store, and I don't think I can go in again for a while because I almost bought them out of all the cards.
I went to GameStop in Lancaster after school, and they don't have anything, man.
What?
I almost called you right after and said, tell Mount Vernon to come down here and work.
They've got 20 packs of the of the, I forget what it's called, the different sets. You've got the booster packs.
Different boosters.
They've got like over 20.
And then the draft pack,
they've got another 40 of those. And they've got the collector's edition sitting in there. So we might be in October. You're making a little special trip up here. We're going to go get some, we're going to get autumnal, and we're going to get some pumpkin spice, and we're going shopping. Okay? But the reason we diverge there is because as I look at these Lego sets, we have a whole list of them, and I'm thinking
nostalgia
back.
Nostalgia hits you.
Dude, I had so many different things. I was making Star Wars fighters before they ever came out.
They had the official.
Yeah. I mean, I had my own.
So do you still have your Legos?
I do. I have them somewhere at my dad's. They are put up in, there's two totes full of them. And I'm like, whoa. And they're different. Wow. You know, you would buy like a little box that was like a spaceship, right? And it just gets assimilated with the rest of them.
Oh, they get lost.
They're all in there together.
Especially like when we were kids, that was, I honestly believe that whole like build culture, I don't even know if that's what it's called, but the Lego build culture and like collecting sets. Well, I mean, that's the other thing too that's increased is like this whole licensure thing where Lego has just gotten the official licenses of so many different franchises it's like, like you said before, we had to, like, I remember doing a makeshift Indiana Jones because there was no Indiana Jones.
Right.
I took like an aviator's top with like the leather jacket and just some regular pants and like tried to find a fedora cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And I made my own Indiana Jones. But yeah, so anyway, I still have mine too. It's funny you say that too, because I know I would get these sets, right? But now it's just this big blue box that has just, they're all just assimilated. It's like this tossed salad of like various Lego pieces. So the girls have really gotten into them, like especially Charlotte. Charlotte, our little puzzle maker, our puzzle doer and like maze maker. She like loves Legos. We'll sit there and do them and want to build things. She'll want to follow the sets. She'll also want to just make her own stuff. And so she has like kind of, I passed my Lego box down onto her. And then the other day, this summer, randomly, I was at Walmart getting a tire, like, plugged, whatever. But I was stuck at Walmart, right? And I was like, you know, I should go pick up some stuff for the girls. That's when I got them those little golf clubs, right?
Yeah.
But I went into the toys, and I'm like, it's just been a weird few years. I haven't, like, taken them toy shopping, and I myself haven't been in a toy aisle in so long.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there at Walmart looking at this wall of Legos, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And they have recently started liking, you know, getting into Harry Potter. And well, we all know there's tons of Harry Potter, and there's always Harry Potter Lego sets there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I had to avert my eyes from the Rivendell because I saw the price tag, and I was like, Lane, don't.
Yeah, dude.
You know, stay away from me, Sauron.
Right.
And, but anyway, I got them a Harry Potter set. We brought it home. They were so fascinated. They wanted to build it together. So it is this really cool thing that, like we remember as kids, it wasn't new, because Legos are, I think, from like the 70s, 60s or 70s that Lego was started. I believe so. But they have just taken off in such an incredible way where it's like, man, I wish. Yeah, I mean, I find myself thinking these kids with Legos now, they don't know how. That's why adults are still doing them. Not only because they're just incredible anyway, that it's a great calming exercise. It's like and then you've got people who like make their own builds or whatever. So there's that creativity aspect. But like, the type of Lego sets available now is so much better.
Yeah.
I guess more specific or official than when we were kids. So
it's
an incredible thing.
Real quick, this is just, thank you, Google. The Lego group or the toy company, I had no idea, it's Danish. And it's from Denmark.
Lego is
1932. They say
30s. There you go. And I believe there's a really good Netflix documentary on like, is it like the toys that made us or something, where they talk about the origins of Lego. And it's funny how they started with, I believe they started with like other companies. They started with wooden toys and just did all kinds of stuff. And then the, plastic became a viable option for building things. And the Lego brick, like that pattern, is patented.
Really?
So you'll see other stuff like Mega Blocks, or there's other like off-brand Legos, but the exact like pattern that they have, that's why when you put other like off-brand Legos and you're trying to put them on an actual Lego block, it doesn't stick.
Yeah, okay.
Like they don't click the same way because they patented their pattern.
Wow.
It's really an incredible. And then like Lego means something. It's some kind of is like two separate. I can't remember the origin of what Lego means, but it's like something like to play or
play
something
well.
Like that.
Play well.
Play well. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, okay. So back on to Mandalorian Jedi's question. His was very pointed. You know, the Lord of the Rings has been a license that Lego has had the rights to for a long time now. And he just put it, he put it really bluntly. What Lego Lord of the Rings set would you like to see made next?
Yeah, which one would I like to see made next?
We should go through them first, right? I mean, would that something that would be cool? Cause,
yeah, to know, because I bet you folks, because I didn't know all the ones that were out there, really.
I hadn't either, because for a while, you know, I was paying attention to this, and then just for a long time, did not. So here is a comprehensive list of the Lego sets that are from Middle Earth, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to go straight through. I think it's starting with the most recent. So this one came out in 2023. It's the Rivendell set, which I don't know if you've seen pictures of. It is insane. I don't know exactly how big it is, but it looks massive. It's like that one of those black box versions. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I mean, it's got like part of – it's got the bridge. It's got all the trees. It's got like the council area.
Right.
And some of the like the buildings that surround it. I mean, it's like – it's beautiful. So you've got the Rivendell set, which is incredible, relatively new. In 2013, we had the pirate ship ambush. So you've got the Corsair ships, or one of the Corsair ships, and then you got a bunch of the baddies, and then of course you've got our three hunters. You've got Legolas, Gimli, and Aragorn, and that is also a. I always loved. I had like a pirate set, one of those pirate sets in my Lego collection. I just loved like the idea of trying to make a ship. Like I had a little rowboat that I would try to expand on. Like, so this one would be a really cool one to have. And I didn't even know that this was one of them.
They have that particular set has the Mouth of Sauron Lego.
Does it,
dude,
really?
If you look
holy
at it,
cow.
It looks insane.
Why is he?
Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
Extended cut there. I mean, look.
Why is he by the, why is he with the ships?
Don't know, but he's in there. He's a part of that set.
Oh, the King of the Dead is with the ship ambush. I think you're looking at the Black Gate.
Oh, am I really?
You're looking at the Black Gate. Yeah, that's the next one. So the King
of
the Dead, that's sick. No, it's okay, because the picture is right by the list on this, right by the next title or next set on this list, so it's kind of confusing.
I was going to say, that was a little strange that he'd...
like the mouth was hitching a ride.
I was going to say, how did they... Lego's just doing what
they
want.
That's not canon.
Lego's like, we don't care, man. We're putting it here.
Well, wouldn't that, like, after playing, because I have both the Lego Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit video game, that seems like something they would do. Because they're always, like, incorporating humor and making it funny, which is something I've always loved about Lego.
Right.
So it looks like if this is reverse chronological order, like, we haven't had something in a decade.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
So, like, Rivendell was 2023, and then the pirate ship, the Corsair ship, was in 2013. And then again, Battle at the Black Gate was in 2013. This has Aragorn, Gandalf the White, a Morador. Morador? Wow, that's definitely a spelling error. A Mordor orc. And then this is where the Mouth of Sauron is. You got a part of the gate with one of the towers coming up. There's an eagle, too. You've got Gandalf and Aragorn. That one is sick. Man, 2013 was a big year for LEGO Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was because it was the 10th anniversary of Return of the King. So that's another one. The next one is the Council of Elrond from 2013. So this is one that could this is kind of crazy. I mean, you could almost fit this into the Rivendell set as well. So you've got Arwen and Elrond, Frodo and Gimli, and it's just kind of like literally the little platform with the tree and just like a portion of the council. In 2013, we also have the Wizard Battle, which is obviously with Gandalf the Grey and Saruman. This set I have. I don't know exactly where all the pieces are.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like, again, I looked through this list and I told Sarah how we were going to record and talk about this topic. And I was like, God, I should have just left those in the boxes.
Oh, man.
But the 24-year-old me was just like, let's get them out and play with them. But this was one that I have. The girls, they've kind of incorporated this into the like you said, it's gotten lost in all the pieces.
Oh, yeah.
The sea of Lego pieces. So the sea of bricks. This one is in there. It's actually really cool because there's like you can put Gandalf on one of the pieces and then twist a knob somewhere and he spins around.
Oh,
like
okay.
When Saruman is like spinning him. Yeah, so it's a smaller set. It's really small. It's just got like his throne at Orthanc, and then the Palantir, and then the two of them essentially.
Right.
But it's a good one. It's a really good one. This next one is again from 2013. Man, this is like four or five of them in 2013 so far. This is the Tower of Orthanc. This one, if I remember from looking at the picture, yeah, this is one that if I could find,
it's big, right? It's
and I could afford. It looks legit. You've got sort of, it's done in like a cross-section fashion, so the one side of it looks like the exterior, and then you would turn it around and you can see all the different levels in the tower,
right?
And then it also comes with, again, it comes with Gwaihir, you've got Treebeard, a bunch of orcs, and Saruman and a Palantir. I think Grima is even involved in here.
Come on,
Valdon.
I'm not staying with you, Thaldon. I'm going with my new master. My new master, Saruman. Saruman!
Where you at, buddy?
Leave that front door unlocked, honey.
Okay, so we've got that one. Now, okay, this is something I have. This is something I've realized recently, actually. When you watch Fellowship of the Ring, right, and we do the wizard battle, in my mind, it has to be some sort of sorcery. But have you ever noticed the wasted space in Orthanc? When Saruman throws Gandalf to the roof, he's going through like what seems like hundreds of feet of just empty, like, I don't know, cathedral-esque space. And I'm just like, how is this even possible? Is it like you literally go into Orthanc, you got to cut first, second, third, fourth, fifth floor, and then it's just nothing for 1,000 feet straight up to the top of the roof. So this Lego set, I'm looking at it, I'm like, this isn't exactly screen accurate, okay? I mean, I knew it wasn't before, but where's that 1,000-foot gap where Gandalf flies to the top? But anyway, I thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah.
2012 is possibly the weirdest Lego set I've ever seen. I don't know if you could even call... Okay, it's not a set. It's a promotional poly bag, which I didn't even know was a thing. I'm glad that was in parentheses there because it's literally... It's just Elrond. It's in a box, but it's Elrond with his... It's really cool. It's Elrond with his like elven blade.
How is it six pieces?
The head.
Okay, all right.
The torso.
Okay.
The legs.
Okay.
The hair.
Okay.
The cape. And the weapon. That's got to be it. I bet that's it.
Good job.
But nice. That's a stretch, isn't it? I mean, like, that's amazing that's even listed. But this is comprehensive. So the next one is in 2012 as well. It's another promotional poly bag, the PP, as I like to, call it.
Oh, my God.
It's an Uruk-hai with a ballista. So it's got, it's sweet Uruk-hai with the helmet and the axe. And then the
projectile,
the
there.
Range, yeah, the range attack, the ballista for shooting at Helm's Deep.
Okay,
another PP coming up here, promotional poly bag from 2012 was the year of the PP.
Yeah.
Frodo with the cooking corner. So you've got a Frodo character, a Frodo, whatever, you know, guy. You've got the stove from, like, it looks like a little cooking area from Bag End, a random three flowered plant, and then a barrel of some kind.
Now, what's going on here?
I think that's not a barrel. That's a cat. It's a, it's a barrel of ale, and he's got a cup. I don't, what is going on? What's he doing with the flowers?
The Elrond thing
there
was,
grass
more,
on his...
was more legit.
Why is there, can I ask you this? Like, why is there grass on his hearth?
I have.
Is this an outside? Is this an outside?
I didn't know he had a back door.
Oven?
I didn't know there was a patio to Bag End. I had no. This
he's got.
I mean, seriously,
he's got an exterior fireplace. Maybe he does. Maybe this is.
It's on the back side. Maybe
on,
I've never gone around. Have you been there? Did you walk around
the back
whole
side
thing?
Of Bag End?
The back side of Bag End. Put that on a shirt.
The Bag's End. Like, here's the crazy thing that you bring this up, right? And this is something that's fascinating to me is the backside of Bag End. When you go there. If you don't want to know this, close your ears, scrub ahead like 30 seconds, it's just the road. It's the road that leads you into the set.
Oh,
and
okay.
What's brilliant about that is they would use that as a staging area because you're right there by Bag End and you're closer without having to go all the way through and around. So you would park these trucks up. I think originally, the first time I went, they were getting ready to film The Hobbit. They were like months away. They were actually supposed to be filming The Hobbit when I went on the tour. But that's when Peter Jackson had his ulcer, so they had to postpone it. So they were literally, like, as we were taking that tour in 2011, as we were taking the tour, there were people working on the set, like gardeners and florists and people running around painting stuff. And up behind Bag End was a big car park, a big parking lot, gravel that had been made for production because everyone would drive up that. That's how you come in. You come up over that hill where Bag End is. You park, and then you would kind of make your way down into the set. But the crazy thing about Bag End is on the map, the official map for the film, there's kind of like a floor plan map that you see in Bag End. I have it somewhere. I'm trying to get it framed, but I've lost it. Like, Sarah got it for me for one of my birthdays. But on that map, there's clearly a back door.
What?
And it's the most mysterious thing because there's the back door and there's another tunnel hallway that just continues on and it like disappears. And it's like, is that where the gold? Like, all the hobbits would probably think, you know, like that's where he keeps all the extra gold, the gold that he's hiding from his, you know, Mad Baggins got on his adventures. So it's just incredible. But I've tried to look, and even when you go, you come up Bagshot Row and then you go down to where, oh, I just threw up my mouth, where the Ganges, oh my God.
Good God, dude. You're drinking too much coffee?
It almost came out, too.
Holy, I would have caught that on video, man. That'd have been one for the ages.
Oh, God, that's quite a taste.
That'd have been one for the ages right there. What'd you eat for dinner?
Oh,
I ain't cutting that out either.
I had a few Takis before we started, and wow, that's fiery.
What are Takis?
Fuego.
Tacos?
No, I'm going to get them for the next video. I'll show you. I'll eat them on the episode.
Right. Sounds good.
Wow, that was... Ooh, okay, come back, Lane. But anyway, you go down, and I remember taking pictures, because there's another... The neighbor to Bag End is, like, right down the hill, and it almost... You could almost imagine it kind of going... As it went back in, it would be underneath Bag End, almost.
Whoa.
Like, first story, second story. So I tried to peek around to see if I could see any, like... imagined back door, and you can't see anything. So... Maybe this is where that is. Maybe Lego had special access we didn't have.
Right. Maybe they did. I mean.
In 2012, we got the Orc Forge. I'm going to speed through some of these. You got the Orc Forge, which is exactly what you can imagine. It's just like some of the workings that we see beneath the that's been dug out in the caverns of Isengard.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Like a big wheel and ladders and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
We've got the Battle of Helm's Deep. This was also made in 2012. This thing is freaking awesome. It's not as big as I thought or like extensive as I imagined maybe it would have been if it was made like today, but you've got the causeway, you've got the Hornburg, and you've got kind of like the main door and part of the wall and a bunch of characters. Looks pretty cool.
Haldir's in there.
Haldir's in there. Let's go, man. So we've got the Elven force as well. Probably some ladders, I'm assuming, that you can use to get up the wall. 2012, they also made... 2012 was a big year. Man, they're like, we're really pushing these out. The Mines of Moria, which is... Oh, that's a sick set.
Yeah.
You've got kind of like the door, and then you've got Balin's tomb, and it looks like another like part of a part of that wall that goes around. You've got the cave troll, Frodo. You've got Gimli, of course, part of the Fellowship. Really cool set.
What if they did, you know how they sometimes go nuts, right? My students always talk mm-hmm. about this. They get the big, like they did the Death Star. They did something massive. They mm-hmm. did the whole big, mm-hmm. the whole thing. So instead of just doing the door for the Mines of Moria, what if they did the Moria, the kingdom, the whole daggone thing? How many pieces would that be? 100,000?
Dude, that would be sick because you could have all of the pillars, right? And then you could even get a glimpse. I mean, you could make it the size of a table. Right, like you could sell it probably for $2,000, and people would buy it. The big pillars, and then
I'd buy it,
dude. What would be cooler? The stairs, like that, the stairs that they go down and that crumble and fall and everything, or the pillars in Dwellodelph that lead to the bridge.
Yeah, that.
What would be the coolest one?
I think the pillars would be really cool, and then you could just have a bunch of
the Balrog.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. Come on and then, now.
Yeah, down the stairs to the Bridge of Khazad-dûm. Just go ahead. Go. That's probably, if there was one that could be made as we were getting towards what I would want to be made.
Okay.
Is that. I don't know why there's not a Balrog out there. Just, I mean, think
get
of
that.
I mean,
Balrog.
It's one of the baddest moments in the whole thing.
Dude,
I mean,
it's. That is kind of shocking because, I mean, we got Helm's Deep, which is a big moment for Aragorn. We've got Rivendell, which is a big moment for Elrond. We've got an Orthanc, grief.
Yep.
We've got a wizard battle for Gandalf, which I guess is, you know, a pretty big moment. But that would be I like the way you're thinking. Okay, we got four left. We're gonna blitz through them, then we're gonna talk about what we would like to see made next because that is the actual question,
yes,
of course. Attack, but go check these out. Like if you haven't looked at LEGO Lord of the Rings for a while, go check some of these out. They're incredible.
I'll put this link in the description for us.
Dude, that would be awesome. Yeah. And I was blown away. Like I haven't paid attention. That Legos are something that have been off my radar for a long time. It's not something that I've kept up with in my adult life, but this is awesome.
Yeah.
2012 is the Attack on Weathertop set. This one's really cool, too. It's not all of Weathertop. It's kind of like a miniaturized version. You got part of the stairs that curl up, and then the very top where the Palantir would have been kept all those years ago. You got a couple Black Riders. Strider with his torch and Ranger sword. And then you got the Hobbits, of course, which is really cool. You might even have, it looks like maybe that you got the sausages, tomatoes, nice crispy bacon. We say some for you, Mr. Frodo. In 2012, we also had the Uruk-hai army.
Amir's in there.
That's pretty cool. I could keep this. It looks like it's a portion of the wall as well.
Yeah.
Maybe that you could kind of slide up next to Helm's Deep, you know, as you would have gotten that in a couple years or that later that year. 2012 also saw Shelob attacks. This is sick just because the way that they've constructed or the way a person would construct Shelob, amazing. You've got Frodo, who's obviously like either pre, post, or about to be, or being stabbed and wrapped up. You've got Sam with his, with Sting and the light. And then you've got, it looks like a little Gollum set piece as well that's a part of this. So that's really, really cool. And then the very first one, which I didn't realize, the very first one was in 2012. And as I had this one.
Shut your mouth.
I still have it somewhere. But again, the box is long. I don't know if I still have the box. I had opened it and built it, of course. This is maybe my favorite one, honestly, because of that very fact. I remember when it came out. I remember it being a big deal that LEGO was going to start doing Lord of the Rings, you know, a decade after the films came out. This is Gandalf Arrives. So you've got the cart with the fireworks. Oh, I know I still have this. The girls built this recently.
Okay.
So I remember the fireworks being put in the back. The really cool one is the red dragon-shaped one. That's the smog firework. That's a part of it. There's a carrot in the back. You've got Gandalf's horse, and you've got Frodo, who's coming out to meet him. So that is the full list. Shockingly, right? I mean, for a decade, only a decade, 11 years of making LEGO Lord of the Rings sets, we have 16 sets.
Dang.
So still like great question from Mandalorian Jedi, like, because there's a lot still to do. So Ez, what would the answer to the question we've been waiting for, what is something that you would love to see them make a LEGO set for Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, so for me, I mean, I kind of mentioned something with Gandalf there, which would be really cool. So since I've already mentioned that, I want to go for one more that I think would be neat. I've got a couple ideas, but I mean, this one would be really... I didn't hear the Prancing Pony in there anywhere.
Oh, man.
You know?
Barlaman, Strider's Nook. Dude.
Right? I was thinking even for you.
Wow, I didn't even think about that one.
Bad one, you know?
That's a great one. That's not even my pick. Isn't that crazy? My pick.
Oh, boy.
Okay, what's yours? Come on.
So, that was it. That's the Prancing Pony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. hold on a second. I mine's Moria, Bridge to Khazad-dûm, Prancing Pony.
There, yeah.
And then you know, there you go. There's two.
Okay. I was like, hold on, he's gonna settle on like an Aragorn based one? What's happening here? Is he falling for Strider? Is it because I'm Trotter over here?
You know, I wish they could do like something, because I was
looking
for
extended. Pull Gandalf. You could pull Gandalf into that because, like in The Hobbit, he has that scene where he meets, you know, he knows Barlaman. You know, you could have him kind of be an extra piece,
you know,
for the Prancing Pony.
Just as a quick aside here, I'm like on. Yeah. I was on Amazon looking at some of these different things. So first of all, the Uruk-hai army is $250 for just that set back in 2012. Jeez. Like it's going for on Amazon right now for $248. So
wow.
But there's something called, I don't know if this is legit or not, they're called Lego Brickheads. And there's this Gandalf and Balrog. It looks terrible, though. It looks it's not the same. It's like, essentially they build, it's a whole set that's just building the character of Gandalf, and he looks like it looks dumb.
Oh, like is it like a bust almost or something? Or is it a full size? Okay.
Yeah, it's just weird. But
that's
an interesting
concept.
I just found this, and I'm thinking, like, this is probably what people would not call, like, a Lego set, but it's called Brickheads, you know? And so I'm like, that's why it's not on the list, because I was sitting here wondering, why is this not, I wouldn't put it on the list.
That's interesting.
I wouldn't put any of these on the list. They're weird. They're called Brickheads, and they're just, I guess it's Lego, but, yeah, strange. Anyways, just want to throw it in there for the conversation. Somebody starts doing a deep dive, and they're like, what you guys forgot about?
Oh,
you guys forgot about Brickheads.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, geez, these guys they're not hardcore Brickheads.
Yeah, you know.
Which is what these are called. They look like, you know what they look like to me is the Pop figures.
Yeah, Funko Pops. Yeah, absolutely. That's what they kind of look like.
They look like that just with Legos. So that's interesting.
It's cool, but it's also not the set. You know, I want the set.
It is not a set. That's true.
I want the little Lego
guy.
We're
going to be purists. Yeah. Right. Okay, so mine is, we read this question, I thought about it for maybe 5 seconds, and I thought of it right away. I was inspired by the new, it feels like there's all of them, and then there's Rivendell, right? It feels like there's Rivendell and the field, and like in that decade, they realized, hey, we could really kind of, I feel like they've also just been kind of building how intricate they can make these, because people will buy them. Like it's not an issue of, oh, well, Rivendell's going to sit on the shelves for a while. No, like people are eating them up. And I remember when Rivendell came out, we had a bunch of uppers contact us and be like, have you seen the Rivendell Lego set?
Yeah.
But in that vein of kind of like a larger scale, I think I would want to see the Golden Hall and a portion of like Mount Sunday, you know, like with a mountain that part of the village of Edoras.
Dang.
So the Golden Hall and part of Edoras.
Didn't think of that.
Maybe a couple of the stables as the mountain goes down. A close second would be like in the style of Isengard, sort of a cross section type style set of Bag End. That would be number two. And a close third, the Green Dragon. I think if you could pull the Green Dragon off.
Oh my. That'd be
pretty
cool.
Like you said, you brought up like really good points, like the stairs or the Bridge of Khazad-dûm or Dwellodelph, all of the pillars, that would be incredible. I mean, you could do a Lothlorien. They have enough material for 100 years.
Why hasn't this been done yet?
I don't know. I don't know. Like maybe that would be an interesting thing to look into. You know, like are Lord of the Rings Lego sets, do they sell as much as like Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Or Star Wars is easily the most popular, I would think. I mean, I even have Star Wars sets.
Yeah,
like I have the Naboo Starfighter or whatever, and I think I have another one too. But I would be interested to see if they're maybe they don't sell as maybe they're not as popular.
Yeah, it could
I don't know, but
dang,
yeah,
all right, like it.
Now I'm also thinking there are probably some Hobbit sets. I know there are some Hobbit sets that we didn't include in this.
Oh, okay.
So apologies, we just took.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Stuck strictly to Lord of the Rings, but I know there are Hobbit sets out there. Like, there's the Goblin King and in the Mines of Moria, Goblin Town, something like that, and several others. But
Hold on. I mean, the other big one is just as we wrap up here because we're done.
Yeah.
Right? We're gonna keep them.
Keep
them short. Keep them secret. Keep them short.
We're
kind of debating like, should I come up with one for that I think you would really like?
And it's
Dude, I cannot believe there's not like Minas Tirith. Just like the whole,
oh my lord,
big bad boy, make it as big as like where I could actually put it in the corner, in the actual corner of my room, and it just wraps around. It's like a perfect little corner piece that goes in there. That would sell.
Oh my god, it would be
crazy.
It could be like a piece of furniture,
like a corner decoration, right next to your TV.
Yeah, make it.
And it's
what,
and it's
five feet tall.
Yeah, 5 feet tall, and you like. I mean, who would not buy it? Like that would go down as one of the.
It would. It would be probably the greatest Lego build of all time.
You know what?
It would be up there with the.
What if they only sold
Falcon.
Like? What if they only sold like 9 of them? I mean, it'd be like Post Malone
be
like, he would be the guy who would buy one, right? You know, one of the 9.
Yeah.
And or something.
Well, I mean, there is precedent for that too.
How are we
coming
up with amazing ideas for Lego and they're just not like? I want to cut.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe they can consult with us.
I'm gonna be hitting them up.
That is an awesome idea, and I think like there's definitely precedent for that. Like not only the Magic the Gathering cards, like some that like that the One Ring card being one of one,
right?
In Elvish the black speech, but also I'm thinking about like Weta. Weta will release like screen quality replicas, and they'll produce like because I was looking at this. Thank God I stopped looking at it. But like Orcrist, in the level of detail made by Weta, that level of detail that you saw on screen in The Hobbit, I think they sell them and they're like $3,000. That's something ridiculous. But they are limited runs, so it's like 250 of them.
Yeah.
And once they're gone, like they might make them again, they might not, and they're such high quality that they charge more for them. Make less of them, and I don't know. I don't know if they're still for sale. I'd have to go back and look. But I mean, even if they're not, it's something that just that limited aspect draws a lot of people into. And then it's cool. It's like you own a very exclusive piece that was crafted by the same people who made what you saw on screen. You know, so yeah, you could pull that off with Lego for sure. Mm-hmm. I think probably even more successfully than you could like a sword replica. So
yeah.
Yeah. Great ideas, dude. Okay, so what I would do for you, I would have to make an invented one. I would have to see how they would imagine like Gandalf's hut.
Oh man.
If they could somehow figure out
if they're
like,
gonna put
to
Frodo
show,
out there on the back patio, they can put
with the right.
Come on.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's actually Gandalf's outdoor oven. And Frodo's just going for a visit, like. But you could, you know, if you could do some sort of like Gandalf's dwelling or something, or if you could make a set that was called the Grey Pilgrim, or I don't know, something that incorporated a lot of like Gandalf's travels, or holy cow, no, this is it.
Oh boy.
What if you did like the Balrog, and Gandalf on Zaroxagil?
Oh,
the tower on the top of the mountain. Where the transformation happens, or the transfiguration, really.
That would be crazy, dude.
That'd be
sick,
right?
I'd build the mountain, and I'd just have them there, you know?
Yeah, you have, you have like the mountaintop with the snow, and then that tower that comes up, and then you got the two figures. What else do you need?
That's it.
Then you can fight and like have the Balrog fall and like crush into a thousand pieces.
Absolutely.
You know, that whole sequence.
And I could literally bring a white Gandalf and just, you know...
switch them.
Sub them in
and
out.
Oh my gosh.
It comes with like a changeable Gandalf, you know.
What if you even threw in like a naked Gandalf?
Well, absolutely.
No, I mean, I think that's the thing. Yeah,
well, shirtless Gandalf at the least. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, and just then, a shirtless Gandalf.
You need to be changeable. You know, it's just one Gandalf head, and then body, different body pieces and leggings, and done.
Get those leggings on. I love it.
Gosh.
All right. Dude, that was a lot of fun. Thank you again, Mandalorian Jedi, for sending in that topic. This is such a fun format. I mean, this one went a little long because we wanted to honor all the and sort of, you know, if you haven't heard about all these sets that have come out, or you're like us and we didn't know, right?
Oh, yeah.
We wanted you to know sort of what was out there so that we could tell you what we would pick. That hasn't been made yet.
Hey, and some of these might be a little bit longer, some would be a little shorter. Just kind of a different format, and it's fun for us because I never know where we're gonna go. This is amazing. It's all led by you guys, and
it's great.
It's cool.
So we can't thank you enough. We're looking forward to getting more of those in the mailbag, some more topics, questions, discussion threads, whatever you want to send us. We want to thank you for taking in the night breeze with us, friends. We'll see you next time, and remember, don't stop sniffing.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.